praise the Lord. Jesus is Lord. Thank you for joining me today. This is Dr. Ruth. We continue today in my verse-by-verse teaching out of the Gospel of Luke. We are still in Luke chapter 10, the ministry of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior and Messiah. Hopefully you have listened to the previous session, because I had just started Luke chapter 10 and I talked about how the Lord Jesus sent out the 72 disciples with specific instructions out on a missionary trip, and those instructions are still relevant to us today in the here and now. So we will pick it up here in verse 17 to find out the report or result from the 72 who were sent out on this trip. So that is what we will cover today. That is the gist of these upcoming verses. So Luke 10, verse 17. The 72 returned with joy and said, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." Amazing. Now just imagine the joy that these disciples experienced seeing the miraculous power of God manifest in their lives during their missionary trip. Just think about this yourself. If you were to pray for someone who is a demon oppressed or suppressed, and then you see the demons leave and you see the person calmed, or imagine laying hands on someone who is ill, say with arthritis, and the digits are crippled. Well, that is pretty much obvious in certain types of arthritis, such as rheumatoid arthritis. Now imagine praying for someone with rheumatoid arthritis with the fingers all crippled, and then you see the fingers gently but slowly straighten out because you speak life into those fingers in the name of Jesus. Wouldn't that be an awesome sight? So this was the joy the disciples were experiencing and expressing to the Lord Jesus, just like you would be very joyful if you saw that manifestation of God's power. But let us find out how the Lord Jesus would respond to that joy when we see the manifestation of God's power. We are now in verse 18. He replied, this is the Lord Jesus now, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven." Don't you find this amazing how the Lord Jesus quoted an Old Testament scripture right away before he even explained? So what the Lord Jesus was quoting is Isaiah 14 verses 12 through 17 that talked about the fall of Satan due to pride. And let us just read through what the Lord Jesus would say and it would make sense. And then I will offer some commentary. So just to reread that, the Lord Jesus said, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven." Verse 19, "I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you." Let me pause here. Exactly. So the Lord Jesus quoted Isaiah 14 verses 12 through 17 there. And then he told the 72, "I have given you power to overcome the evil one, to overcome everything. Nothing will be impossible for you." Think with me now. Why did Satan fall? Because of pride. Satan was given delegated power and authority from God. He abused that. He became prideful. So he fell. So in context here, the Lord Jesus is saying that, "I saw Satan fall," okay, "like lightning from heaven." So likewise, you guys now have delegated power, or you have experienced the delegated power of God. Don't become prideful just as Satan. So in context, that is really what the Lord Jesus was alluding to when he cited the fall of Satan due to pride. And this is so applicable today. Today, in the name of Jesus Christ, as followers of Jesus Christ in the 21st century, we have delegated power and authority in the name of Jesus to overcome all things, Okay, we are told it in the Great Commission, and we've covered that, Gospel of Mark 16, and etc. So we have power and authority in the name of Jesus to overcome the evil one, because Satan has been defeated anyway. We can overcome lies of Satan. We can overcome hardships in this world. We can lay hands on the sick and see them heal. It is all through the power of Jesus Christ. But when we see the manifestation of God's power, we should not become prideful. We should not claim that power, because it is delegated power. It is only because of the triune God that indwells us as Christians that we can call upon that power and overcome. Okay, so we have the power, but we need to be humble and use that power correctly and glorify God. Okay, so the Lord Jesus continued. Okay, verse 20, however, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Exactly. So the Lord Jesus is correcting their perspective. Now, the Lord Jesus did not say they should not rejoice. The Lord Jesus is not saying today that when we overcome the evil one, when we overcome hardship, when we overcome in this dark world, we should not rejoice. No. Of course, God wants us to experience his blessings and his manifestation. But what the Lord Jesus was saying here, which is so relevant and so true, is that we should put all things in perspective. We have to prioritize our salvation. Mm-hmm. Our names being written in the book of life is more important than overcoming any hardship in this world. So the Lord Jesus told the disciples that they should not rejoice that their spirits submit to them. Rather, they should rejoice that their names are written in heaven in the Lamb's book of life. Friend, can you rejoice today? Can you boldly say your name is written in the Lamb's book of life? In other words, can you say that God knows you personally, that Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior? Do you have confidence in saying that? That is the most important thing in the earth. Man, you can be healed of all kinds of diseases. You can rebuke and overcome demons. But if you don't have this personal relationship with God through Christ, if your name is not in the book of life, all of that profits you nothing. So the priority here, regardless of all the miracles we may experience in this life, regardless of all the hardships we may overcome, having this relationship with God, our salvation is the priority to God, okay? Because as an example, I have personally known unbelievers who have received healing from the Lord and then turn around and accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. On the other hand, I have also read of unbelievers who received healing from the Lord and walked away. Who knows if they later on accepted Jesus Christ? So receiving miracles from the Lord is not the priority. Your salvation is number one. Because when Jesus Christ died on that cross, he died for the sins of the entire world. 1 John 2:2. So whoever just believes that Jesus Christ is a healer, a redeemer, and has that belief that Jesus Christ can heal them, they can receive healing. But the most important thing is to come into this relationship with God and receive salvation from Jesus Christ. Okay? So that is the key here. Salvation is number one. You get it. Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Ruth. Thank you for joining me today as we study God's Word. Friend, as this ministry is blessing you, I want to speak to your heart. Would you consider blessing us back with a one-time donation or become a Christ-centered partner? As a Christ-centered partner, you join hands with us and with the Lord in the middle, and you pray for us on a regular basis. We pray for you on a regular basis, and then you bless us financially with whatever amount the Lord puts in your heart. And the primary way we will use your financial donation is to pay for studio time so we can produce more Bible teachings like this and to reach more people. This is God's will for you, for myself, and for the body of Christ, that we give into his work so we can reach many more people And God is so faithful. He has told us throughout His word that He will bless us back abundantly, exceedingly, as we give right back into His work. One scripture you can stand on is Luke 6:38. God will bless you back as you give into this fruitful ministry so we can pay for studio time to produce more shows and reach more people. I also want to leave you with this scripture just to strengthen you to know that when you give into God's work, God takes it seriously. Deuteronomy 15:10 teaches, give generously, okay, to them, and do so without a grudging heart. Then because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything you put your hand to. That is a promise that when you give into God's work, God will take it seriously and He blesses you back abundantly. So friend, as you have been blessed by these teachings, we thank you in advance for blessing us back. So here are some ways you can donate into this ministry anywhere in the world. All you need is internet access. Here is our safe and very secure website, drruthtanyi.org/donate. Again, it is drruthtanyi.org/donate. You can make a donation right there, whatever the Lord puts in your heart. We receive it and we say thank you. If you live in the USA, we also receive donations through Zelle. And here is the telephone number. It's 909-501-9031. Again, 909-501-9031. We also receive donations through Cash App. The address there is the $ Dr. Ruth Tanyi. Again, the $ Dr. Ruth Tanyi, that is for Cash App. And we thank you abundantly for investing into this fruitful ministry, and together we are advancing God's work and transforming lives. So we thank you for your donation, and God will bless you back abundantly, exceedingly. Here is the teaching. So now we move on. The Lord Jesus will continue. We are now in verse 21. At that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Let me pause. So right away in this verse, we see the triune God being mentioned, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. But at the very beginning, though, he opened that verse by saying, at that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, I praise you, Father. So we see the Trinity here in this verse. Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, the Holy Spirit, and God the Father. Okay, so we serve one God in three unique, distinct persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So we see that here. Now, another thing I want to explain, the Lord Jesus said that God had hidden these things to the wise and learned. Meaning what? Let me explain this. The wise and the learned here is alluding to those who claim to be elites, those who claim to be religious know-it-all, like the Pharisees and teachers of the law during the Lord Jesus's time. And even today, those who claim they know it all, they are relying more on intellectualism rather than coming to God with a childlike faith. That is what the Lord Jesus was saying, that if you come to God with that attitude of intellectualism, you are really spiritually blind and you won't receive from God. Rather, God is willing to reveal these things to little children. Little children here could refer to a physical, literal little child, or little children in the faith, i.e. those who approach God with a childlike faith and they are willing and their hearts are open to receive from God. When you approach God with a childlike faith, such as little children, in quote, you would be humbling yourself, you would be positioning yourself for God to reveal more of His truth to you. So that is what the Lord Jesus is saying. And the application here we have to really be careful how we approach God. The key here is to humble ourselves, open our hearts, and knowing that when we attain or when we come into that humility, then we have positioned ourselves to receive more of godly truths. So humility is the key, coming with a childlike faith, trusting God, not our intellectualism. So the Lord Jesus continued, "Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do." Again, you were pleased to do, to reveal yourself to those who are humble and approach you with a childlike, innocent faith and have that desire to learn, okay, versus those who claim to know it all. Verse 22, the Lord Jesus continued, "All these have been committed to me by my Father." In context here, all this, what, the power and authority to overcome the evil one. The Lord Jesus, he's saying, "All these have been committed to me by my Father." Referring to God the Father here, the Lord Jesus continued, "No one knows who the Son is except the Father." Of course, that is true. "And no one knows who the Father is except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." So true. Now, keep this in perspective. When the Lord Jesus made this statement, he had not been exalted. He had not died and he had not been raised from the dead. So this was especially applicable here. It's still applicable to us today. So let me explain. At least back then, those disciples didn't have the Holy Spirit indwelling them, okay? So, but today, as believers, as followers of Jesus Christ, once you confess our faith in Jesus Christ and you receive the forgiveness of your sins, the triune God comes and indwell you by faith and you are sealed by the Holy Spirit, Ephesians 1:13. And one of the roles of the Holy Spirit is to reveal Christ to you, to reveal more of the revelations of God to you. So as a believer of Jesus Christ, you do have direct access to God the Father through Jesus Christ, and you can call upon God boldly in the name of Jesus Christ. And in fact, the Bible teaches us that we can call God boldly Abba Father. We are told that in Romans chapter 8 and again in Galatians chapter 4. So we do have this relationship with God through Jesus Christ. So we can know God very well, the Holy Spirit, as we submit ourselves to him. But for somebody who is an unbeliever, for somebody who has not confessed faith in Jesus Christ, this scripture is 100% applicable to that person. They won't know who God is. They won't know who Jesus Christ is, unless if they open their heart and then the Holy Spirit reveals Christ to them, and then the Holy Spirit reveal the works of Christ to the unbeliever, and then the unbeliever acknowledges the work of Christ as the Messiah and then receive that forgiveness of his or her sins, then they can come into this relationship. I hope you get this, okay? So again, just to round up here, as an unbeliever, you don't know Jesus Christ personally. You don't know God the Father personally. You are on your own. But once you accept Jesus' forgiveness of your sins, the Holy Spirit will then reveal more of Christ to you. But as a believer, follower of Jesus Christ, we know God personally. We know the Holy Spirit personally because we are in this relationship with God through Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit is there to reveal godly truths and the ministry of Jesus Christ to us. Okay, so we can know God personally through Jesus Christ. Okay, we are now in verse 23. This is the Lord Jesus now. "Then he turned to his disciples and said privately, 'Blessed are the eyes that see what you see.'" Exactly. Verse 24, "For I tell you that many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." Exactly. And we are told this in many scriptures. One is coming to mind here, Hebrews chapter 11. Those great heroes of the faith, they all believed in faith and died in faith and did not witness the kingdom of God. So the Lord Jesus is saying to these 72 disciples that you are really blessed that you witness firsthand the manifestation of God's power. You witness firsthand Satan being crushed. You have the kingdom of God in front of you. You are experiencing the power of God. But so many prophets of the Old Testament did not even have that opportunity. They could not even experience that. So you are blessed, friend. Likewise, today, as followers of Jesus Christ, we are mightily blessed because we are looking at everything 2,000 years behind. We are looking at everything that Jesus did for us on Calvary's cross. And we know that, as I just explained, we can come into the throne of God boldly in the name of Jesus Christ and receive from God directly. We can call God Abba Father. We have the Holy Spirit indwelling us to reveal more of Christ and more of godly truths to us. We have the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us unto all truths. We have the Holy Spirit to empower us to live in this dark world and to proclaim Christ. Wow, we are more blessed than these disciples who were not even indwelled by God the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit had not come upon the church. That only happened in the book of Acts after the Lord Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, and actually his ascension into heaven. So indeed, we are mightily blessed, and it's enough to say thank you, God, for your goodness, that we are so blessed today. Wow, we have what we need to overcome. Do you believe this? Do you receive this? I hope you do. Now, I want to end this session here because the next upcoming verses will get into the parable of the Good Samaritan. There is a lot of teaching there. So let me end this here in verse, what verse is this? This is verse 24. So what is the key principle and application we've learned here? Number one, our salvation is priority to God, because it is God's will for none to perish but for all to come to eternal life through Christ Jesus. So I want to just say this to you. If you're listening to me for the first time, if you've never truthfully, genuinely confessed faith in Jesus Christ, if you've not invited Jesus Christ into your life as your personal Lord and Savior, if you have not received the forgiveness of your sins, I want to give you an opportunity to do so. Jesus Christ died for the sins of the entire world. I already discussed that, 1 John 2:2. But he wants you personally to believe that and to accept that. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he sent his one and only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. I am paraphrasing John 3:16. The Lord Jesus came into this world for you, for your personal sins. Have you asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart? See, every human being born into this world inherits a sinful nature from the common ancestor of the human race, Adam and Eve. When Adam and Eve transgressed God's law, sin and death entered into this world. Genesis chapter 3 teaches us that by Jesus Christ, God in the flesh came to deliver us from that sinful nature that every human being born into this world inherits because of that sin from Adam and Eve. Jesus Christ is the only human being in the history of the world who experienced a supernatural conception by God the Holy Spirit, making him 100% divine God. And because he was born into this world by a woman, he had flesh and bones just as you and I, making him a human being. Jesus Christ was God 100% and man 100%. Only Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. Only Jesus Christ experienced this supernatural conception. He said he was God. He backed it up 100%. So Jesus Christ died for your personal sins. He was buried, and on the third day, he was raised from the dead. Bodily form, he is alive, seated at the right hand of God the Father. Jesus Christ says, come to me. He wants to bless you with a brand new life. If you've never confessed faith in Jesus Christ, or if you're not sure a particular time when you ever made that confession of faith, today is a day of salvation. This is real. You want to be certain that you have this relationship with God through Jesus Christ, because there is no other human being in the history of the world that can redeem you. There is no name given unto salvation by which mankind may be saved except Jesus Christ. That is out of Acts 4:12. Only Jesus Christ, nobody else. Are you receiving what I'm saying here? Is your heart open to receive this? You don't need to figure this thing out. You accept this by faith. Jesus Christ is who he said he was, God in the flesh, who died on that cross and was raised from the dead. The Bible says if you believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, as the Messiah, you believe that in your heart, you confess that. Confess meaning you come in agreement with God, with who Jesus Christ is. If you confess that, you shall be saved. It is so simple. It's just believing in your heart in Jesus Christ and just confessing that. That's all that needs to happen here. And if you said that genuinely, Jesus Christ will accept you. The triune God will receive you, and you will be forgiven of that sinful nature that you inherited as a child when you were born into this world. Only Jesus Christ offers this to you. So if you genuinely believe in what I'm saying and you want to accept the forgiveness of that sinful nature and come into this relationship with God through Jesus Christ, just repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for my personal sins. Today, I receive the forgiveness of my sins. Dear Jesus, come into my heart and change me. By faith, I believe you have accepted me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, if you said that genuinely based on the authority of God's infallible word, I declare you a follower of Jesus Christ. Welcome into God's kingdom, and you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit, and God now knows you personally. You can approach God boldly in the name of Jesus and talk to God through prayer. Welcome into God's kingdom. Friend, would you contact me? Click the link on the description box and send me an email that you've genuinely accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And I want to send you a free book to help you grow into this relationship with Jesus Christ. For the rest of you, let us just pray and thank God. Father God, we thank you for blessing us with Jesus Christ. We thank you for blessing us with the Holy Spirit. We thank you for blessing us with your revealed word. We thank you for loving us. We just thank you that your Holy Spirit continues to guide and lead all of us into all truths. We just thank you for your peace that rests in our heart as we focus our minds on Christ. We thank you for today, which is a blessed day that you have made. We step into this day with confidence, knowing you go before us to protect us, knowing you are for us and not against us. We thank you for the God. I have prayed in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And everybody who agrees says amen. Friend, please listen to the announcer and learn how you can join hands with this ministry to support us financially so we can pay for studio time and produce more programs like this to bless many others and to give many others the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Would you please obey God and bless us with a financial donation? We say thank you in advance. Here is the announcer. God loves you.
As you have been blessed, can you bless us back with a financial donation so we can produce more teachings and bless others in return? This program is solely sponsored by the financial donations from friends and listeners like you. We need your financial support in order to reach more people with Dr. Ruth's simple but profound life-changing messages. To make a one-time donation, visit our website, drruthtanyi.org. That's drruthtanyi.org. Look for the donation button and donate right there. It is a very secure, simple, and easy process. Or, for more of an impact, would you prayerfully consider becoming a Christ-centered monthly partner with us? While on our website, you will find all of the information about becoming a Christ-centered partner. As a monthly partner, your regular prayers and financial support will enable us to produce more Bible teachings in order to reach more people and transform their lives with God's Word. For those of you who prefer regular mail, you can send your donation to us. Here's the address: Dr. Ruth Tanyi Ministries, P.O. Box 1806, Loma Linda, California, 92354. You can also email us with your questions about becoming a partner. Here's the email address: info@drruthtanyi.org. That's info at drruthtanyi.org. Or you can always call us at 909-383-7978. Dr. Ruth Tanyi Ministries is a federal government-approved 501c corporation, which means that all your donations are 100% tax-deductible as allowed by the law. We thank you in advance for your kind donation and prayers. We pray for God's love and presence to anchor your soul today in Christ Jesus. I am Chris Oram. Stay blessed, and goodbye for now.